ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Sanhedrin Daf Pei Zayin. The Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Vav and Beis talks about the din of Zokin Mamre. And the Mishnah explains that after the Zokin Mamre argues with the Bezin in his city, so they go up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaGadol, and in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishnah explains there are three Bate Dinim. There's one Beis Din of Pesach HaRabayis, which Rashi explains is right before the Ezus Noshim, which means the Pesach that's in the HaRabayis. It's Pesach to go into the Ezus Noshim that's in the HaRabayis. And what Echad Yeshel Pesach HaZorav, Echad Yeshel V'lishkes HaGozis. And the Mishnah explains that they first come to the first Bez in the Pesach Shal Pesach HaRabayis, and they explain that they had this argument, and the Mishnah says Im Shamu Amr Lehem. If they heard Amr Lehem, Vim Lav Bon Lehem, Oysad Shal Pesach Hazor. If not, they go further on. So Shaz, what does it mean Im Shamu Amr Lehem? So the Rambam and Pirsha Mishnais and the Tesis Yontif is Mevar Dvarov. Explains that these first two Bate Dinim, before they get to the Beis Din HaGadol, they only are asking them if they know for sure the halacha. They heard this halacha, they have a Kabbalah, they heard from the Rabbeim the din in this Heichatimtza, in what they're arguing about. That's what they're asking them. They're not asking them to think now Misvara, how would they learn the Pshat and the Pasuk. That's not what the question is asking them. Therefore, the first two Bate Dinim only answer if they know Im Shamu. If they know, they heard the halacha from their Rabbeim, if they have a Kabbalah in the halacha. Masha'enke, when they come to the Beis HaGadol, Shabalish Zagazis, over there, they, if they know, they say, and if not, they figure out, they think, they go, the whole Beis HaGadol goes through it, and each one person decides what he holds, what does he hold about the Shaila, like Bisvara, or makes Xer Shava, whatever it is, they're from them, Torah goes out to Yisrael. They have to make the final decision what the halacha is in this case. That's how the Rambam Pirsha HaMishnayis explains the Mishnah, that the first two Bate Dinim, they only ask him Im Shamu, Mashegin the Beis Din HaGadol, the final decision is made by the Beis Din HaGadol, and then they have to decide b'chol eifin what they hold the din would be in this machlekes between the Zaka Mamre and the Beis Din in his city. Now there's another pshat how to learn this Mishnah, Im Shamu Amalehem. So Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim, in Perek Gimel Alocha Ches, the Rambam, when he brings down the same procedure of our Mishnah, the Rambam writes that if when the Zaken Mamrim comes to the first Bez and they tell him Alocha, Im Shama V'Kibul Mehem Mutav, if he's Bekabel what they say, then that's very good. And if not, the Rambam says V'Mav Kulam Bam the Bez Shal Pesach Hazara, they move on to the next one. And again, if he listens to them, Im Kibel, Yelchlen, if he's Makabal what they say, and he agrees to what their psak is, then he could go back home to his city. Mashenkin, if he still argues, he argues with them also, then they go on to the Beis Din HaGadol, to the main Beis Din. And the Kesef Mishnah over here on this Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah says that that's how the Rambam learned that Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't mean like how we said over just now for the Rambam, the Pirsha Mishnayis. The Rambam learned the Mishnah differently. The Rambam learned that Shamu means if he hears them, if he agrees and he's makabel the halacha that he told him, then they amar lahem, they tell him the halacha if he's muchat to hear. If Shamu means if he's muchat to hear what there's, if he's muchat to be makabel their psak, then they tell him. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. The Pshat in the Mishnah is lafida Rambam. And if you look in the Lacha Mishnah, he argues, he says that a doichik in the Lashon Mishnah, Shamu Amalehem means that. And therefore, he says that the Rambam learned the Mishnah just like he learns the Pirsha Mishnayis. And the Rambam is saying his own thing, Misvara, that if he doesn't agree to listen to them, then he has to go on to the next Beis Din. But the Lacha Mishnah speaks out that it's Pashat, that you can't become a Zaken Mamre for not listening to the first two Bate Dinim. You only become a Zaken Mamre for not listening to the Beis Din HaGadol, to the Beis Din Shal Ayin Aleph. It's Pasha that says the Lacha Mishnah. There's no that the Kesef Mishnah is right. Like the Rambam speaks out Mefurish that if he doesn't want to be mekabel from them, he doesn't have to. He can go on to the Beis Din HaGadol. It's only for the Beis Din HaGadol. Then he has to be mekabel from the Beis Din HaGadol, and the halacha is hukra lefi the Beis Din HaGadol. And if he argues on them, he has to did of a zaken mam. in the Mishnah is over. Ayin the Tosfos on Sheshem. He brings down from the Shoshana LaDavid that brings a base David that wants to say not like the Lechem Mishnah. He wants to say that even the first two Bat Dinim, as long as they heard Ripia Kabbalah, like we said before from the Pirush Mishnah is Rambam, and he argues with them. He could also become a Zakei Mamre, but the Shoshana LaDavid is strongly argues on him and he says it's Pasha not like the Lechem Mishnah. It's Pasha like the Lechem Mishnah, and we can't become a Zakei Mamre only in the Bezit Shayin Alf. The Gemara brings a brisa that discusses the machlekes tanoim exactly in which averus, which the doinim, could someone become a zaken mamre, and the brisa says toder abon zaken mamre in a chayev el dovish is doinik koros shkasei chatos remeir holds in order to be chayev, become a zaken mamre has to be dafka something that if you're over the meisi chayev koros and b'shogi chayev chatos. Rabbi Huda argues Rabbi Huda emer al dovish ikre b'divrei toyer pirusha b'divrei seifrim. And Rav Shimon Aimer afilu tiktik echa b'tiktukei sefer. So the shaila is exactly what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? What does Rabbi Yehuda Aimer al davar she'ikir b'divrei Torah pirusha b'divrei sefer? So there's a Gemara later on in that Pechesam base where the Gemara says that the only echatibsa which we find where something at davar she'ikir b'divrei Torah pirusha b'divrei sefer. Gemara says the only echatibsa that we find is tefillin. It's going on the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah. And the Mishnah later on, the Gemara brings a memra, Amr Ablazar, Amr Bishoy, and Chayv al Dorvish, Ikrim Devet Tayyar, Purushiv Devet Seifim, Vayesh Bailah Haysif, and Haysif Gayreya. That he adds on a few words to Rabbi Huda, that it has to be it's Yesh Bailah Haysif, something that you can be Maysif on the mitzvah, Vim Haysif Gayreya, and if you're Maysif on the mitzvah, it's Gayreya, you're Iver Bal Taysif. But Ein Lano El, it's Tfilin Alib Rabbi Huda. And he says the only Echatimtsa that we have is Tfilin Alib Rabbi Huda. So Kipshuta, if you read this Gemara Kipshuta, it'll be mashma that the only echatibza for Rabbi Yehuda is this echatibza of tefillin that he says that the Zakei Mamre says you need to put chamish tetavos in your tefillin. If you look at Tosfos over here, Tosfos says Tosfos pechesam beis of masal ve'in lanu. Tosfos says that how could it be that it's only tefillin? The Gemara on daf, and we just had a whole Gemara on daf pezayin and Alf, where the Gemara makes a drasha on all these different halachas. Bedin ladim, bedam ladam, or bedin nefashis, din amominis, erich and haram, and the Gemara brings a whole brisa, drushes, and all different things that he's chayiv, that the Zakei Mamre could become a Zakei Mamre on. So answers Tosfos there, Yehuda doesn't hold of all these drushes, Yehuda doesn't hold of all these drushes, and therefore Yehuda holds only a chatibsa where you're chayiv, a Zakei Mamre is only on tefillin, So Rekiv Eger over there on Pechesim Beis and Kalina Shatz B'tzayin already to Turi Evan. Turi Evan and Amnei Hashoyam in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Chesim Beis. He's B'tam on Tosfos. He holds such a strong question. He says that it must be that Talmud Toya wrote this Tosfos. He says this has nothing to do with Drushes. The Drushes are just adding maybe other cases, but the Pasuk says clearly B'din L'din, B'dam L'dam, B'negel L'nega. You want to not add. You don't want to make the drasha, so you won't add all the cases. But there'll be at least some cases about dam. That's being done about din, and that's being done about negayim. How can we come along and say it's only to get the tefillin when it's beforeish the psukim not like that? The drasha is just to add more cases, but the beforeish the psukim that we're not talking about dafka tefillin. And if you look at the Teres Chaim over here in the Tesis, also metama on Tesis. Now the Emes Rishonim already addressed this problem. It's the Yad Rama. Look at the back of the Rambam, the Sefer Lakutim. They bring chuvis. That the Yad Ramah wrote about the Shittas HaRambam with Rabbi Aaron Luniel to the Rashbi Shan. So the Yad Ramah over there also holds like Shittas HaTosfos that Rabbi Yehuda's dafka about tefillin, and he says and that you're going to ask. He's bothered by this question. What happened to all these drushes of Medam Ladam Medin Ladin Menegel Negar? Says the Yad Ramah that's talking about dafka that you have to go up to Bezdin HaGadol, that there's a machlekes between two people. If someone argues on the Bezdin, they have to go to Bezdin HaGadol, and the Bezdin HaGadol will be machria the din. Apia Torah she'erucha, they'll go and they'll paske the din. Masha Enkein, the chiyuv of Zakei Mamre, says the Yad Ramah, that's be'emes only by tefillin, like the Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And he says, if you look in the psukim, it's meduyik a little bit like this. The psukim start off with the din of the start off that if there's a fight about din ladim and negel negel dam ladam and the kamp of alisi, you should go up to the Bezdin HaGadol, and then only afterwards it says al pi ha'Torah she'erucha, But that's the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda, that you need something that's ikra b'divrei Torah, purusha b'divrei Seferim, which Rama holds that staff gets filling. And up there, that says that someone that doesn't listen, he becomes a zaken mamre. And in the Hanami, all these psukim is not talking about legabi to become a zaken mamre. It's just talking about the din that you have to go up to Bezen HaGadol. And the Ran, the Chedusha Ran also brings down Shitas Tesis. And he also brings down B'Shem Tesis, similarly to Yad Ramah, that these psukim are just things that we're mechuyev to listen to the Bezen HaGadol. That there's a mitzvah that I must listen to the Bezen HaGadol. Al Pi HaTorah SheYerucha, that I have to listen to them. And there's a lot of loy sasser, I must listen to them. But the Gabi, the Parsha of Zaken Mamre, that's not what the Pasuk's talking about. Now, in the Lashon of Eretesis, it's a little misleading if this is what he means. He says that he doesn't hold it a drushes, like the Turi Evan and Teretz Chaim speak out. It has nothing to do with drushes. You have to say that the Bechuvan of Tesis is that he doesn't hold that all these drushes and the Pesukim also are Shaykh to Zaken Mamre. If the Madchik very strongly the Lashon of Tesis, it's moving the Eilah of why the Turi Evan and Teretz Chaim weren't mechamed to this teretz because it's very not mashed from the lashon ha'tesis that we have. But akaponim is a shita in the rishonim. The shita is Ramah. The Ramah holds this way that it's dafka tefillin, and he says that the pesukim are talking about something else. Now the Rash Bishans asks on this mahalich of the Yad Ramah to say that all these pesukim are not talking about zaken mamre. He says that Im Kain, the Gemara comes and the Gemara wants to know, how do we learn this Braisa Lefira Meir? Amalei Rav Huna Bachilin L'Rava Tirgmi L'Hamasisa Libet Meir, and the Gemara goes through a whole blat Gemara to explain every single Eichatibza, how it's the Geat Fachi of Karas. Ask the Rashbi Shans, if late Rav Yehuda, all these Psukim are Lav Dafka talking about the Chi of Zaka Mamre, so why did the Gemara need a whole Arichas to explain the late Rav Meir how it's Shaykh to be a Zaka Mamre and all these Eichatibzas? Why can we just say that in a Chanami? It's not negiyah to Zaken Mamre. It's negiyah that you mechuyev to listen to Bezin. These Heichatimtzes, if any Arab Yehuda learned the Pesukim like that, why would the Gemara feel obligated to explain every single case of Fira Meir? It's muchach that the Gemara obviously held, says the Rashbi Shans, that these Pesukim that are negiyah only to the Chiyah of Zaken Mamre. That's his kash. You have to be matchik in other Rishonim. It's better to learn the Pesukim going on Zaken Mamre. But if we hold that Zaken Mamre doesn't apply in these cases, then we can learn that it's not going on Zaken Mamre. The Ran brings down the Shitas Tesis, like we mentioned before, and the Ran asks, he says, first of all, it's not mashma, it's mashma that the whole parasha is talking about Zaken Mamre, it's not mashma, the parasha is talking about, just the chedek of the parasha is talking about that the din that you have to listen to Bezden HaGadol, and the rest is talking about Zaken Mamre. And he says, also a doichik to say that the whole parasha of Zaken Mamre is talking about one machlekes about tefillin. It's a doichik, they read the psukim over there, it's mashma, it's a close to get din. What happens when someone argues on Bezden? He's telling me it's only negea to one echatibs, it's a big doichik. And he says also that the Gemara later on in that Peches says that Bezdin shouldn't be Moichel, can't be Moichel as Zaken Mamre, because Shlayir b'machlekes be Yisrael, we don't want to have these machlekes him, and therefore Bezdin can't be Moichel as Zaken Mamre, and he's Chayim Misa, even if Bezdin is Moichel him. Ask the Ran, what does it mean, Moichel b'machlekes be Yisrael? No one's going to make any machlekes him, this is a very, very protzi sticket din, it's only to get to one Echatibza, one machlekes of Tefillin. What does the Lashon HaGemara, Shlayir b'machlekes be Yisrael mean? So therefore, the Ran is very not happy with the Shitas Taisvis, which is the Shitas HaRamah. So there's another Shita in the Rishonim, is the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam, in Perek Gimel Hilchas Mamer Malacha Hey, the Rambam brings down that the case of Zaken Mamer is Chayiv is either something that's Chayiv, that's a Geat Chayiv Krisis, or Tefillin, two Echatibtzes, Chayiv Krisis at Tefillin. So the Kasabishta of this is Kasha, that L'chayir Chayiv Krisis is Shitas HaRameir. Tefillin is Shitas HaRbiyudah. How does the Rambam Paskin? So the Kasabishta explains that the Rambam holds that we pass like Rav Meir. We pass like Rav Meir. This is a whole black Gemara that goes on Libet Rav Meir to explain it, the whole long Shak V'Tayah, to explain exactly how Rav Meir could work with all the Heichatibtis, all the drushes of the Pesukim. So it seems from the fact that Amoroyim was so busy explaining Rav Meir that we pass like Rav Meir. But says the Ketzabishta, on the other hand, we also pass like Rav Yehuda. Because the Gemara that Pechesim and Beis brings a Memra, whole sugi over there, about exactly what the Heichatibtis were of Tefillin, is going to get to all the mitzvahs only to Tefillin, a whole Shak V'Tayah in the Gemara Daf Pechesim base. It's a vor that the Gemara is assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that we're going with Rabbi Yehuda. And Bechlal, the Klal is the Kvoli HaPsak is that Rabbi Yehuda Ramei Alochak Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore says the Ketzav Mishnah, the Rambam held that we should pass him like both Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. We hold that both Ramei's drasha, that is the Zeyes HaKosav, that Yechayev HaZdoinei Kares V'Shikasei Chatos on any Aveira. And then there's another Zeyes HaKosav, we hold that Zeyes HaKosav Rabbi Yehuda also, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Al Pi HaTorah SheYerucha, that something that's Ikri B'Divrei Torah, Purusha B'Divrei Seferim, which the Gemara says the Ketzav Mishnah, the Rambam learned is only tefillin, then you're also chayiv. You chayiv on both. We paskin both the Meir's drasha and Rabbi Yudah's drasha. And the Kesef Mishnah says the reason why the Rambam paskin this way is because we see from the Gemara that the Amorayim were both Isaac and Shitas Meir and Shitas Rabbi Yudah. Therefore, the Rambam paskin like both the Meir and Rabbi Yudah. But then the Kesef Mishnah brings down that the Rama already asked this kasha to the Chachmil O'Neil. The Rama and the Tshuva already asked the Shaila. He doesn't understand how the Rambam paskin. Did he paskin like Rameir? Did he paskin like Rabbi Yudah? And Rav Asher Mil O'Neil answered that the Rambam, that Rambam held that Rabbi Yehudah is not entirely arguing with Rameir. He agrees to Rameir's drasha. He agrees that we learn out Dover Dover, that Yechayev on anything it's Chayev Koris and Shigas Echatas. He just makes if another din. Besides that, he holds also something that's Ikrim Devar Torah, Perushim Devar Sefer is also Chayev. And on that, the Gemara says Ein Lanu Malot Tefillin. So therefore, says the Rav Asher Mil O'Neil, that the Rambam held that Rabbi Yehuda holds of Rameir, and he's just being Maisif, another Hechatibza onto Rameir's din. And Mail, it's Yushu Taisis' problem that Pechesim Beis says it's a problem what Rabbi Yehuda does with all the drushes. It's this Yashav and Pshitas, because Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda also agrees to Rameir's drushes. So therefore, it's all the Hechatibzas that the Gemara explains to Rameir goes in Rabbi Yehuda also. But the Rama writes back to him that it's very not mashb like that. The Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda is not mashb, it's coming to be Maisif. You see, for Rabbi Shimon came to be Maisif. He says, Afil diktik echad. Rabbi Yehuda should say, Afal dovish ikri b'divit Torah b'prushu divit seifrim. It's mashb, Rabbi Yehuda's coming saying, Dafko something that's ikri b'divit Torah b'prushu divit seifrim. And he says that the drosha of Rabbi Yehuda also, the drosha, when the Gemara explains the drosha of Rabbi Yehuda, the Lashon HaGamar is Rabbi Yehuda, al pi atayrish yerucha ad the ikri Torah v'yerucha. It's mashb, but until you have that, you're not chayif. Mar should have said, "Aftek a Torah v'Yerucha." Not only if you have a chiyuv karis, also a chetipsa of Torah v'Yerucha. So he says the Ramat says that the Lashon HaGemara is not mashed like that, and the Chedush Eran also the Chedush Eran says the pashtus of the Lashon Rabbi Yehuda is that he's coming to say that he's coming to be mitzamtzem shitas from Meir. He's coming to say that you're not always chayiv. He's not coming to be meisif more chetipsas. But a kapara that's the two mahalchim in the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah himself, as it's sad to say that Rameir. The Rambam, Rabbi Yehuda is like the Rambam learned like Tosfos. So see, passing like both Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbi Asher Mil O'Neil learns in the Rambam that the Rambam held that Rabbi Yehuda was being meisif on Shittas Rameir. Now the Ran is not happy with Tosfos Mahalach to say that Rabbi Yehuda is only talking about tefillin. He's not happy with the Rambam to say that Rabbi Yehuda is meisif, and therefore the Ran has a different Mahalach over here. The Ran says. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue on Rameir. He's coming to say that in a chadam yechayev achayev krisis, but the only time yechayev is something that's ikri b'divrei Torah. Before the etzav din is before shne Torah, but the pirush of the din is b'divrei sefer. In other words, he's coming to argue on Rameir. Rameir holds that even something that's not meforish b'Torah. Says the Ran, for example, bitei manu sasei, which Gemara brings later on. Bitei manu sasei is no pasuk in the Torah about it. It's learned that from Gzeir Shava. That's something that's not meforish b'Torah. That's not ikri b'Torah. On that, Rameir holds aval piking yechayev. Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue and saying no. That you chayiv only on something that's ikir b'divrei Torah, prushiv b'divrei sefer. So he's coming to be mitzamtzem divrei Rameir and saying that you're not always chayiv b'chayiv krisis. But says the Ran, on the other hand, the Yehuda also argues on Rameir, he doesn't hold you need chayiv krisis. He's coming to be mitzamtzem divrei Rameir and saying you need to have dafka ikir b'na Torah, prushiv b'divrei sefer. But he also happens to argue on Rameir in a different point that he holds that you don't need chayiv krisis b'chal, any mitzvah you chayiv on, karis, lav, and essay. And the Rad says that even though the Gemara in the Pechesim Beis says that the only Hechatibza that we have is by Tefillin, says the Rad, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that's the only Hechatibza that we're Chayev, Azaka Mamre is Chayev on. That's the only Hechatibza that we have of Rabbi Yehuda by a mitzvah's essay. And the Rad explains that by a mitzvah's essay, normally it's not Shayech Zaka Mamre. The only Hechatibza we can have on a mitzvah's essay, Zaka Mamre, is in a Hechatibza where you have to go and do something. The Rad says in order to be Zaka Mamre, you have to be Hoyer to do something. If he tells people not to do a mitzvah, that's not how you're lasseis. Not doing a mitzvah, says the Ran, is not going to make you a zaka marmer. You only chayev a zaka marmer if he says you should have to go and do something. Go and be over avera. So normally the chetipsa of zaka marmer will be only negeah by a lav, by a iser. The only chetipsa we're in a mitzvah, where a machleik is about a mitzvah, could be negeah to zaka marmer, says the Ran, is an chetipsa where it will be about taisif. With that, the Gemara explains, we'll see in the Gemara later on, and that peches is only negeah by tefillin. But Avada says to Ran, of course, it could be other Echatibzah of Zakim Mamre. We're just saying that by a mitzvah's essay, that's where the only Echatibzah is. So the Ran is learning that there's two machlaikas in Reb Shimon, there's two machlaikas in Reb Yehuda and Meir here. Rav Meir, first of all, holds his dafka b'chayv krisis, but on the other hand, he says anything it's chayv karis. It doesn't have to be ikri min atayra. Mashegin Rabbi Yehuda comes and argues on both these dinim. He says, first of all, it doesn't have to be dafka chayv krisis. It can be on anything. But says Rabbi Yehuda, there's a tanai. There's one tanai that I have that has to be ikri min atayra or perusha min atayra sefer. And the Ron explains that Rabbi Shimon is arguing he holds that you don't even need that. So he holds like Rabbi Shimon holds like Rav Meir that you don't need ikri min atayra. You can have also as long as it's, even if it's only gzeira shava piti manu sasi is also chayiv. But on the other hand, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda you don't need chayiv krisis. So Rabbi Shimon holds chayiv on anything, even if it's not ikri min atayra, and even if it's not chayiv krisis. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need chayiv krisis, but you need ikri min atayra. And Rav Meir holds that you don't need ikri min atayra, but you need to have chayiv krisis. That's the shita Haran, a middle shita between the Rambam and Tosfos. So just to make a sikkim, we have three ikar shitas over here in the Rishonim, with shitas Tosfos, which he learns in Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds the only chiyah of Zakeh Mamre ad ikar Torah v'yerucha is only an echatibsa of tefillin, and the Kesef Mishnah learns like this in the Rambam also, just he learns that the Rambam paskins also like Rav Meir, but in Rabbi Yehuda, he learns the Ram also not like Tosfos, and this is the shitas HaRamah. The Ramah also assumes like this. And then we had a shita of Rabbi Asher Meloniel that learned in the Rambam that Rabbi Yehuda is being Moisef Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda holds it, Yechayiv on Tefillin. Yechayiv on Tefillin. And you're also Chayiv on everything Rav Meir holds Yechayiv on Chayiv Krisis. And then we said over the shita Haran that Ram learns that Rabbi Yehuda is not Dafka talking about Tefillin. The Gemara says talking about Tefillin. Gemara is talking about weird Hechatibza of Mitzvah's essay in Zakeh Mamre. You also Chayiv on any Krisis and every laugh. And Rabbi Yehuda's Gufa coming to say a new klal that you need to have, it has to be ikrim in atayra. Ad ikat tayra v'yerucha. There's a dukzei sekasa that has to be ikrim in atayra. It has to be something beforesh b'tayra. Pitui ban usasa, you wouldn't be chayiv on it. And he says the Ran, and he also argues our mayor on a different point that he holds it. He doesn't hold it gzei shava davar davar, that there's a din that you have to have dafka chayiv krisis. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon aymer, I feel tiktik echad b'tiktukei seifrim. Even diktik echa mitiktuke sefer. So the Chiddushei Haran over here explains that when we say diktik echa mitiktuke sefer, and who I didn't, we'll see later on the Mishnah on that pechesa v'beis, the lashon of the Mishnah over there is chayim b'divrei sefer b'divrei tayro. Says the Haran, it does not mean like we might have understood kipshutoi a drabbanon. Says the Haran, it doesn't mean a drabbanon. A drabbanon, says the Haran, it's pashy. You can't become a zaken mamre if you're arguing about a din drabbanon. A zaken mamre, of course, it's only about dinim in the Torah, only about dinim deiraisa. And therefore, says the Ram, what it means b'diktukui seifrim, it means gzeira shava, something that's not mefurish from the Torah. Maybe halacha might should be Sinai or gzeira shava, something that they were medactic, the seifrim, the rabbanon were medactic, something that's not mefurish from the Torah. But it doesn't mean it did the rabbanon. Everything that the zaken mamre is chayv on has to be dafka deraisa. And the Ram speaks out that this is not like shitas harambam. The Rambam argues on this. The Rambam is mavur that even on a dinder abbanon is also a parish of zaken mamre. But says the Ram, this is the Shittas HaRamban, the Rabban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Cherish Echad, is Chiluk on the Rambam. And it says that there's no Chi of Zakeh Mamre on Didim Derabbon. Now the Rambam, that the Ram brings, the Rambam is in Hilchas Mamre Perek Dalav Locha Al. The Rambam's Hechatibza that he gives is, the Rambam says that if there's a Machoikis about Chometz, that there's a Noise to either be Mater Chometz in Shavov, which is only Issa Derabbon, or to Aser Shohei ba'ano. Shohei is not also ba'ano, it's only also ba'achid. If someone comes and asks Shohei ba'ano, the halacha is, he also becomes a Ben Sayer Meir. You can become a Ben Sayer Meir on this also. And the Kesef Mishnah, that Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah explains that what does this have to do with Chi of Karis? What is this Issad Rabbanon that he's baking on Chametz, that there's a Machlekes, the Ben Sayer Meir and the Bezdin have to do with Karis? So the Kesef Mishnah says it's a ger if you mekadosh isha, it's a ger for kedushin. If he's hiter shavov, so then the isha is going to be mekudeshes. If he aser shahei, the isha is going to be ainu mekudeshes. Says the Kesef Mishnah, it's a ger for the chi of kares. It's a ger if the kedushin will be chal. That's what the Kesef Mishnah learns in the Rambam. But if you look at Ner Advaz over there on that Rambam and the Megillas Esther on the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Sherish Rishon, the chaylik on the Kesef Mishnah, they learn the Rambam differently. They learned the Rambam, that the Rambam, the reason why it has Karis is not because it's a get a side Karis. The reason why we look at it as Karis is because Isser Chametz a Pesach has Karis. So Eidech Lam, this is the only Isser Drabbanon that we're talking about. There's no Karis on the Isser Drabbanon. But since the Isser Chametz a Pesach has Karis, Therefore, that's enough that it should be Nichla on the parasha of Zaken Mamre. And if they argue about that, there's a parasha, there's a Chiv of Zaken Mamre on this also. That the Gemara always needed nafkaminas of Kedusha and all these things, it's only on something that's not Ikre of Karis. Over here, since the Etzem Mitzvah of Chametz has Karis, that's enough to be Nichla on the parasha of Zaken Mamre. And Zachar Much like this in the Ran also, but the Ran very strongly over here argues on the Rambam. And if you look later on, and the Ran further on in the Sugi, the Ran discusses what would be in an Isidra Banan that's the Gev for Kedusha. And the Ran is specific about it. The Ran seems like he has a suffix. What would be the din if there's a machlekes about an Isidra Banan that will make it with a Gev for Kedusha? It's mashma from the Ran that the Nais of the Rambam, how he understood in the Rambam, wasn't discussing this. Now, even though if you look in the Lashon Ran, he brings down that the Ram is talking about Ner Chanukah, which is Sarachin, what the Ram means. Where is there, how could it be Negea of the Ram to Ner Chanukah? The only tips where he is where it's Negea is for a Chi of Karis, like the Ram says, or Tefillin. And the Ram clearly over here discussed, when he discussed the Rabban, he discussed the Hechatibs of Chametz. But like a part of it's a vor in the Ram that he learned that the Rambam held it in the, on a Drabbanan Mifne Atzma, even that it's not going to come to Lidei Karis, Idei Shishish, there's also a need in it to become a Ben Seir Meir. And it's before like this in the Meiri. Also, the Meiri also brings down this tzad that since Chabetz has a chorus in it, that's enough. And if you look in Rabbi Chanan, in Kavitshur, Mechelik Beis, Rabbi Chanan has a whole kutris divrei sefer. And Ois Beis, he says that L'chayr, it's muchach, like these other achrayim, not like the Kesef of Mishnah. He says, because why would the Rambam bring a chitz adafka of Chametz if this, like the Kesef of Mishnah, the feed of Kesef of Mishnah, that the whole nikuda of the Rambam is one point. The whole Nakuda of the Rambam is just to find a Chatibsa of Isra and Nomad Rabbanon where it could be a Gev for Kedushin. The Ram could have said a Chatibsa of Arlo Rabbanon. Why does the Ram have to discuss a Chatibsa of Chametz? Why does the Ram Dafka pick a case of Chametz? And therefore he says it's Chayim Mukhrach from the Rambam that it's Dafka by Chametz. And the reason is like these Rishonim, like these Achrayim explaining, Oysia Beis further on, he explains that the Rambam doesn't hold it has to be a Machlikis about Chorus. The Rambam holds as long as the Isser Sheish Bekaris, that's enough. And the Ramban, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Cherish Aleph, where the Rambam over there is discussing the Shittas of a Hag, that's Moina Mitzvahs Drabbanan in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Over there, the Ramban says that the Rambam, in Eretz Sugya, the Rambam that says that the Zechi of Zaka Mamre on a Drabbanan is going to Shittasai. He's going to Shittasai over there in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Rambam repeats this clearly in Mamre, in Perak Aleph, Halacha Beis, that someone that's over on a Drabbanon, someone that doesn't listen to the Beis, that a Gadlon that's over on a Mitzvah Drabbanon, on a Issa Drabbanon, is over a lav of Lo Yasser, is over a essay, a Pia Teir Sheyerucha, that you're mechuyev to listen to them, and the Teir says that someone doesn't listen to them, is over a lav. And therefore says the Ramban, that's the reason why the Rambam could hold that this is Zaken Mamre, is a parish of Zaken Mamre, and Issa Drabbanon. It says the Ramban, the fi Arashita that we argue in the Rambam, it's Pashat, that doesn't apply to Din Zaka Mamre and Din Drabbanon. The Din Drabbanon is not Bechlal, they're arguing about a Drabbanon, not arguing about something in the Torah. The Torah is giving the Pashat Zaka Mamre, it's talking about Dinim in the Torah. Only the fi the Rambam says the Ramban, that the Rambam holds that any Din Drabbanon automatically becomes a Deraisa, but also Nechal on the Pashat of the Torah of Lo Yasser. So therefore says the Ramban, that's why the Rambam could hold as a Din Zaka Mamre on Dinim Drabbanon. And the Ramban asks many kashas on the Shittas HaRambam. He asks that how could it feed the Rambam that every single Drabbanon comes to be a Deraisa? So how could we have all these kulas in Drabbanons? We find all of the Shas is Mali Vagadish with different kulas on Drabbanons. For example, says the Ramban, what's with Suffolk Drabbanon Lakula? To feed the Rambam, every Suffolk Drabbanon is really a Suffolk Deraisa. And he asks other questions. He asks, this is the kasha of the Ramban and the Ran on Arasugi, the Chushay Ran Arasugi also brings these kashas down. And the Ratam on the Rambam, if this tak the emes is a deraisa on every drabbanon, then why would a drabbanon be more kala than deraisa? Now the Achrayim answer, and really the Ramban himself, Teich Dvarav, speaks out this etza. And the Ramban just says that it's not a good svara, it's in a nachin. And he says that maybe when they're goof the Rabbanon, they were mistaken the takanas. They goof over masne and they were moichel and they said that we're making this takana, but we don't want you to have any problems as fakis. We don't want you to have wherever they wanted to institute their kulis. They said that we're not being making the takana in this case. And the Achrayim go with this mahalach, the Lacha Mishnah, Perak Alp, Lacha Beis. He likes this mahalach, and he brings the Kiryat Sefer, goes this way, and they add even more. They say even when a person is over b'mamish on a Rabbanon, it's over, even the mezid on the Rabbanon, as long as he's not coming to argue with the Rabbanon. He just argued, he just over the mezid, he had a taiva, or he decided he's going to do it anyhow. that he's not over to chum or meichel on the lab. They said that we're not giving it to with this lab. The gufa were instituted in the takanas chacham that they're not going to give it with the lab. And says the Lacha Mishnah and the Kiryat Sefer, the only time you're over the lab is you're coming to argue on the Bezdin. You're saying, I don't hold like the Bezdin, and that's why I'm doing it. Then you're over the lab. And we look at the Tashbetz, Zayar, Akiya, also he goes with this Mahalach, they were Meichel, the Chazal were Meichel, the Lav, in certain Eichatipses. They were Masne, in the Takana, in a Suffolk, you shouldn't have the Isser. Or in other places where they had to make the coolest, they shouldn't have the Isser. Now there's another Mahalach, similar to this, for the Meshach Chachma, in Parshas, a famous Meshach Chachma, in Parshas Shoiftim, in Parakid Zion, Pasuk Tes, he over there explains that the mitzvah, like the Rambam, it's just a clearly stick of mitzvah that the Torah made, that the Torah wanted. We should have people that are making zeris, whatever they decide when. The Torah doesn't dafka want you to do whatever Chazal said. It doesn't become that the Torah wants you to do that thing. They just want to have that there should be a bezdin that people have to listen to, and therefore the whole thing is just to listen to bezdin. And therefore he says, "But makom asafik, where I'm being makel, not because I'm not listening to bezdin. There's no iser, and I'm not going against the Torah in that case." Ayin Shavis Meirich, and it's also Alpi the same Derech. It's one Nukudo that the Isra over here is listening to Bezdin. The Isra is not to not listen to Bezdin, and therefore any time that you're not listening to Bezdin, you're just being Makel over there. Says there Meshach Chachma, you wouldn't be Oyver on the Isra Derech, and that's the reason why Suffolk are Abanik Kol Kula, and there's other Kula in the Rabban. Now the Chayra, this Mahalich is very not Poshut to say in the Rambam. We'll see in a second why. So Rabbi Chanan goes further on in the countries, in Ois Tesvav, and he says that L'chayra, if the Ramban seems to argue on the Rambam, and he says that there's no Pasuk, the Pasuk of Al-Yasser is not, it's just a smachta, the Torah is not telling you, you're not over Isser if you don't listen to the Rabbanon. So ask Rabbi Chanan a very simple, basic question, why in the world do we have to listen to the Rabbanon? Who said we have to listen to the Rabbanon? You're telling me that the Torah, when it says Al-Yasser, is not talking about listening to the Rabbanon. So why do I have to listen to the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon said, who said I have to listen to them? I only have to follow what it says in the Torah. I was makabel the Torah bar Asina. I don't have to do anything more than that. And if you guys tell me that the Torah never says I have to listen to the Rabbanon, so as to B'chanan Im Kain, why be'emes do we have to listen to the Rabbanon? So B'chanan has different studim, but he, further on, in Ois Chav Tes, he brings that Lashon Rambam, when he comes to explain the Rambam's masik on the Bahag counts the Rabbanon's in his minyan mitzvahs, and the Rambam says that it's beforeish, not like that, but it's beforeish that Taryag mitzvahs kibol they were makabel misinai. So how could you say that the Rabbanon's a nichol? We weren't makabel them misinai, and the Rabban over there brings the Gemara Shfuas Lamedtes that we were makabel the Rabbanon's misinai. We made a bris that we were makabel not only mitzvahs from now, we were makabel any mitzvah that Chazal is going to be misakin, any mitzvah that the Bezdin Hagadol is going to put on us, we're also going to be makabel. So therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, the Chayyim first in this Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs, that he also agrees to the Rambam that Misinai we're makabel, which that's the Matan Torah, that's Bidai Raisa. We're also makabel akapanim ba'ifin klali to be makayim all mitzvahs that Chazal say, all mitzvahs that their bezan gadol is besaken. So therefore, asks Rabbi Chanan that L'chayra, in the Chayyim, we just answered our question. We just asked that, of course, the Fidar Ramban, you have to be your mechuyav l'shmei divrei Rabbanon, because that was also nichlal in the bris of the Kabbalah Satayr. The Kabbalah Satayr Misinai was also on the Rabbanon's also. But asked Rabbi Chanan Im Kain, so why was Ramban bothered by all his kashas on the Rambam? He should have asked it on himself. He also agrees that it's midar raisa, that someone that's over on the Rabbanon is over on the bris that is Bekabal Misinai. It's also a deraisa. It's all part of the Kabbalah Satayr. So asked Rabbi Chanan Im Kain, the Ramban's questions that he asked on the Rambam, the chayr should be on himself also. It shouldn't be dafka on the Rambam, it should be cash on him also. So Rabbi Chanan explains that Lefida Ramban, that it was just a klali stick of Kabbalah, it was a klali stick of din, that we mechuyav to listen to anything Chazal says. So he says then the Isser, when I'm going to be over Isser and not listen to them, the Isser is an oifen klali, that I'm not following the rules of Chazal. And therefore says Rabbi Chanan, it's very pashut, that we first have to learn the laws of Chazal and the rules. After we learn all the rules and we know all the dinim and we don't listen to them, then we're over the Isser. So therefore says Rabbi Chanan, if since Drabbanon's are more kal, we say Suffolk Drabbanon Lakula, that I'm not over, if I go and I'm makel, I'm not over a Suffolk Deraisa because I'm following the rules. Since, says Rabbi Chanan later on Ban, it's only a klali stick of mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim, so therefore any time that the feed of Divrei Chachamim, it's mutter, any kula Chacham instituted in their rules, because Drabbanon are mokal, they therefore said, they gave kulas and they gave didim, so then I'm listening to the Chachamim, if I'm matter over there, I'm listening to the Chachamim. Every din that Drabbanon didn't become stuck in a deraisa. The din in Drabbanon made their all the din in Drabbanon. It's a the Isra of the Rabbanan is a Klal Yisrael Isra to follow the laws of the Rabbanan. And if the laws of the Rabbanan have certain kulas in them, if the laws of the Rabbanan have something Rabbanan lakula, it's Pashat that that's Beseder. Says the Rabbi Chanan that the Ramban only asks on the Rambam, and he brings from Rabbi Chaim. He brings this in O Islam and Beis, that the Machlokes Rambam and Ramban is not like the other Achrayim seem to understand, like the Meshchachma seem to understand, is Bechlal, there are Din Derais, it's listen to the Rabbanon. Everyone holds it's a Din Derais, it's listen to the Rabbanon. The Machlokes is, how far does it go? The Rambam understood that the din of the Yasser, the fact that there's a mitzvah that the Torah said, I have to listen to the Rabbanon, everything that the Rabbanon say, that the Torah gave them a koyach to add on dinim onto the deraisa. And the feet of Rambam, the din becomes a issa deraisa. And Rabbi Chaim brings this from the Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Ches and Tes and Hilchos Soita, where over there the Halacha is that someone that's over issa, someone that's bought a bia asura, the mayim won't be boidikas ishtoi. And the Rambam over there says that even someone that's bar rusasi beis chamim, and even someone that's born a shnia is also, the halacha is that it won't be boidikas ishtoi. Now the problem over there is that it's only a drabbanon. It's only a drabbanon. Even says Reb Chaim, if we understand that there's every drabbanon, we're mechuyev to listen to drabbanon, but if someone eats chazer, the halacha is that the mayim still boidikas ishtoi. The whole problem of that, of being mayim boidikas ishtoi, is if you use ivory surubia. Says Reb Chaim, it's before in this Rambam that when Chazal made an Isser, that became an Isser Yisuri Bia. There's now Midaraisa, another Isser Yisuri Bia in the world. And if someone goes and bond such a Isha, bond a Shnia, bond a Rusasi Beis Chamiv, the Maim won't be Baidikas Ishtay. And therefore says Reb Chaim, Hu Adin, the Rambam holds you could be a Zakin Mamre on Chametz, because now there's a new part of Isser Chametz, even though on a Dindra Abadim there's no Karis. On listening to Chacham, there's no chorus. That the lav of Yasser is not a lav sheish by chorus. But now the feet of Rambam, the lav of Yasser, the Rambam learned up. It became now a new Isser Chometz. The Chazal could add on to the Isser Chometz, and now Chometz, since it's like Rabbi Chanan explained earlier, is an Isser sheish by chorus. Therefore, you could become a Zakeh Mamre on it. And the Rambam that argued on the Rambam was arguing on this point. On this point that the Rambam took it so far to say that it became Mamash Isser Chametz. The Rambam agrees that there's a Din Derais to listen to the Chachamim. But no one dreamed that there'll be a Zaken Mamre on someone that doesn't listen to the Chachamim. There's a Machlokes about if you have to listen to the Chachamim, you don't have to listen to the Chachamim. That's a Lav Ba'alma. That's a Mitzvah Ba'alma. That's not a Dovash Yish Bekaris. That's not something that someone could become a Zaken Mamre on. And therefore, like we said earlier from Rabbi Chanan in Ois Mem Aleph explains that late Feeder Rambam is nothing Shver. Feeder Rambam, there's no all the coolest Drabbanon is very understood because whatever the dinim Drabbanon are, that we have to follow those dinim. And there could be coolest in those dinim. Mashaykin, like the Rambam, that we came and we made an Isser. The Rambam is still a Feeder Rambam, we made an Isser Chometz here. And if someone's over on this Isser Chometz, he's being over on a Deraisa. Because there's a Lav L'Yasa now. The Lav L'Yasa says that this Isser Chometz is also Asser. And therefore, if there's a suffix, maybe this is Chometz. I can't be Makel. And Rabbi Chanan says that the only eights in the Rambam is like we have to say like the other Achronim said that the Chazal and Masn in the Iker Gzeira that they didn't ask for Sveikas, they only asked for Vadair, they didn't ask for Nechatimtzes, we are where there was coolest Rabbanon. So it comes out we have a Machlaikis Rambam against the Ramban and the Ran, whether or not you could become a Zaken Mamrian and the Rabbanon. It seems that some Achroinim, first of the Meshach Chachba, understood that the Rambam holds that it's a Klol Yistik it did to listen, and the Ramban doesn't hold even that. And we said over from Bechanan and Reb Chaim, that's not like that even the Ramban agrees that it's a Klol Yistik it did to rise to listen to Chachamim, and the whole Machlekes is how far does it go? Does it go just as a Klol Yistik a mitzvah, or no, that the Torah gave a Kayach, a Chazal could add on, and it's recognized as a Derais Tikitin, Chazal could add on, and that will be recognized as a Derais Tik Isser Chametz, as a part of the Torah of the Isser Chametz, and therefore you can become a Zaken Mamre even on that. And the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara explains every Hechatibs, every Drasha, how it works, Sofira Meir. And the Gemara says, Dover Zu Alocha, Zu Hilchas Achat Aser, the din of Yud Alef Yom of Yemei Ziva. That's what Dover is. And the Gemara gives an example of what could possibly be of a Machlokes that the Zaken Mamre can have with the Bezdin with this. And the Gemara can say that there's a Gemara says that we know a Machlokes is a Machlokes of Yechon or a Shlokish. What happens if the Isha sees Dam on the Yom Asiri of the Yud Alef Yemei Ziva? Don't she have to be Shema Yom Keneged Yom like every other day, like the Yom Achi? Or do we say no, that since anyhow she can't become a Zavah Gedela, because she only has one more day left to Yemei Ziva. She only has one more day. She, Zavah Gedela needs three days. And we say that therefore you don't need a din shimer. So there's a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan says that you do need shimer, and therefore she's tamid the next day. And Rish Lakish says no, you don't need shimer, and therefore she's not tamid the next day. So Tesis and the Rav Maaser of Shimon Lakish asks that Lachar Elfir Rabbi Yechanan is very good. The Zaken Mamre will say not like him, and they're coming. He's coming to be Mekel. He's going to be Betara Ishul Abaylo, the Achiyuv Karis. Masha Ein Kain. Like Rish Lakish asks Tesis. Rish Lakish is the Mekel here. So if the Zaken Mamre says not like what he holds the din is, Lachayra, this wouldn't be a good Echatipsa. Zaken Mamre would be meaning Machmer. What's wrong if the Zaken Mamre says Ishul Tame and she's Asul Abaylo? What's wrong? There's no Achiyuv Karis on that. So Taisus answers that there's a hechatibza like Rish Lakish also. The hechatibza is, says Taisus, that if a ishes tamei comes out, this same achleikus says Taisus, they'll come out a kula lefir of Rish Lakish also. Because the fear of Rish Lakish, that the isha's tar, comes out if she touches a truma, the halacha is that the truma is going to remain tar. And if someone goes and uses this truma to be makadish isha, the isha will become mukudashis. And if she's bezana, she'll be chayim misa, she'll be chayim karas fe ishes ish. Masha ain't kain lefir ab yechiran that she's tamei, the kedusha wouldn't be chal. So it comes out that there's a chumra in Rish Lakish also. If you look in the Teres Chaim, in this Tesis, he says that the whole Tesis kasha is not so muchach. He says, if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Dalid, Mehilchas Mar Malacha Beis, the Rambam says that there's no difference which way the Rambam speaks out that whether the Zaken Mamre says the kula or the Zaken Mamre says the chumra, both ways, the halacha is that he becomes a Zaken Mamre. So therefore, says the Teres Chaim, Tesis Kash is not shver. In a chanami, the fear is shlokish. If the Zaken Mamre says not like him, and he says that she's, and the Zaken Mamre is machmer and says that she's tamei, he'll also become a Zaken Mamre. There's no din, says the Teres Chaim, that dafka the Zaken Mamre has to be mekel or machmer. And this goes, and this Teres Chaim goes very good with what we said over before from the Achrayim, that the Rambam holds you don't need dafka to be over on Isser Karis. As long as the Isser has Karis, that's enough. That's enough, because the Rambam learned up the din, and Taisa seems to learn the din, that it has to be that you're being over the Zaken Mamre, make people being over the Isser Karis. But if we say that the Rambam holds it just a drasha, which din of the Torah does the Zaken Mamre have to argue on, so Mele, it's very mistaper to say that what din when the Zaken Mamre is being machmer? No one's being over any Karis, but Hamia is arguing about a din of the Torah that's chayav on a Karis. But if you look at the Chedusha Aran, he brings down this Rambam, and he says that it can't be that that's what the Rambam means, Kipshutei, like the Teres Chaim understood, that even if the Zaken Mamre is Machri, also Chayv. So he says, he brings two titles on this. He says, first of all, the Gemara before, when the Gemara discussed the Echatibs of Ibra Shana, the Gemara spoke out that either way, it's going to come at you being Mekel on Chametz. The Gemara says, the Ila Haikisak Ashari Chametz be Pesach, Ila Haikisak Ashari Chametz be Pesach. Ask the Ran, why did the Gemara have to speak that out? There's a machlekes about Chametz be Pesach. Who cares if he's being Shari? It's Masha from the Gemara that both, the Gemara wanted to say that both ways it comes out of Kula and Chametz. Why do you need a kula? Asked the Ran. Let it be a chumra. Lefi the Rambam. Elamai says the Ran is muchach in the Gemara that there has to be dafkut. The Zaken Mamre is being mekel, and it's being over on the Isser Karis. And the Ran brings another time. The Ran says that before that the Zaken Mamre is only chay if he's hayru lasis, if he's hayru to do a maisa, if it's being machmer, and he's saying that it's usher, so he's not being hayru lasis. He's saying it's usher. Where's the hayru lasis? So therefore says the Ran both. From the Rai, from the Gemara, and both from the din of Hayru Lasi, says the Ran, must be that the Ram doesn't mean that. And the Lecha Mishnah over there also says that, learn that way. And they say that the Ram just means that anytime, whether he's Mekel, whether he's Makhmer, is always going to find Hechatimtzes, always going to be like Tesis speaks out in his Teretz. There'll always be Hechatimtzes will come out in the Kula, will come out of Chumra, and the Chumra will come out of Kula. And therefore, even if you're Makhmer, it will always also come out of Kula. That's what the Ram means. Not that the Ram will be Etzem, that someone's the Zaken Mamre is Makhmer, still Aloch as he can have the parish of Zaken Mamre. But if you look in the Sefer Binyan Shleima, he argues, and he says that the Ulo Shleima says Rambam is not so evil. This Rambam is before, any time the Zaken Mamre, all through the cases, that all the tips is where the Rambam explains what they're negeya. Aval Pikin, the Rambam's mash, but it doesn't make a difference which way the Zaken Mamre says, which way he says. And therefore the Binyan Shleima says that we have to learn the Rambam Kipshute like Keteres Chaim. And he says that the Rambam Tainas, he need Hayru Lasis, he doesn't understand the Taino. You can have a Hayru Lasis to Chumra also. You're telling me that Isha's Tomei, so he's being Hayru Lasis. He's telling her she has to go to the mikvah, she has to do bedikas, Zayin Akim, and Echtib Sav Zavar, Shemar Siyan Kenegayim also needs a bedikah. He's telling her to do things. That's also Hayru Lasis. Hayru Lasis doesn't mean Dafka Lakula. There's Hayru Lasis the Chumra also. As long as he's instructing her to do certain things, Al Pi Zayra, that's also Hayru Lasis. And he doesn't understand the Ran's Taina, and therefore he learns the Ram Kipshutai. Kedas HaTeres Chaim, and not like the Rambam Lachamishna that learned that the Rambam just means that there will always be Kulos and Chumris. But the problem is that it's still the other Tain of the Rambam, that why did the Gemara have to speak out by Chometz, by Ibra Shana, that either way there's a heter of Chometz. If you look in the Chazanish, in Simchav Gimel, Ois Beis, he says from this Rai, it's Muchach, that you need Dafka Kula, and he says you have to learn the Rambam, like we said from the Lachamishna and the Rambam, that it's always Negea, always come out, even when the Zakamam is Machber, it always will come out Kulos. So Kapana, we have the Shitas Taisvis, and Teres Chaim says Rashi also threw the sugyas before like this. That's clear that they hold the Dafka Zakamamri has to be Mekel. And then we have the Teres Chaim and the Pidyush Shleima Bedas HaRambam, that they hold that it's not true. They even the Chumra also is a parasha Zakamamri. And then we said over that the Ram, the Chamishna, and the Chazanish, they all assume that even the Rambam agrees to Taisvis, that it always has to be that the Zakamamri is coming out some type of Hechatibza, some type of Din, Lukula, Lagabi Chayvi Krisis. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings that where is it Negea, the din of Zakim Mamre by Dina Nefashis? Din, one of the drushes, Dina Nefashis. The Gemara says, Plukta the Rebbe Rabbanon, the argument could be in the Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanon. Where is the Machlekes Rebbe Rabbanon? What happens if someone says, Chavon Haragazeb, Haragazeb? So the Machlekes, are you Chayiv Mamin? Rebbe holds Yechayiv Mamin. And the Rabbanon argue they hold Yechayiv Misa. So Rashi explains. Rashi the Remaschol, but it's not a nefesh tachas nefesh. That the machleik, the hechatibza, where is it? It's negeah to karis. Rashi says that it's negeah that if the person that got killed is yarshim a teifis mamin from the reitzeach, and they go and use this money to be mekadosh isha, and then someone else goes and is mekadosh isha, is it mekadosh l'sheni or not? It's going to be totally whether or not this tfisa that they made was right. Late Rebbe was a good tfisa, but say itaka chayim mamin, and later about or not. So it comes out there's a shaila ve'ishas ish. Totally, in this machlokes is Rebbe and the Rabbanon, so it comes out to Achiv Karas. Rebbe Kveger on the side is Betzayin to Turi Evan and Amnei Shoyim and Chagiga Daf Yud, where the Turi Evan asks Kasha from the famous Sugya in Bamatzia Daf Tzadi Aleph, where the Gemara over there seems to say that Esther and Asa Teira Filu Bal Imoy, which Rashi's Mazber, that even though there's a tour of Kamlei Midramine, that's not going to be part of you from the Chiyav Latzei Shemayim. There's still a Chiyav Latzei Shemayim, and therefore Rashi over there seems to say that Tfisa would work, that Tfisa could help, that if there's a Chiyav Latzei Shemayim, you could go and be Taifis, you go and be Taifis Mamin, even though there's a tour of Kamlei Midramine. So as the Turi Evan, Imkain, Lechayra, even though there are bottom the hold Yechayim Misa, why can't they, if Rashi learns that the Nafkamin over here is when the Taifas, the Chayyar, if the Taifas, even the man the Omer that Yechayim Misa, and then the Chayyar to be a Ptur Kamar Midramine, Aval Pikin, still the Mammon should belong to the Taifas, and the Mammon should belong to the Yarshay Haruk. So therefore, there shouldn't be an Nafkamin between Rabbi and the Rabban. So Ktseis HaChayshin and Simon Tuf Yud, Sifkat and Gimel brings down this Kasha, and the Ktseis HaChayshin says over there that you potter from Kaifer, says Ixayis, it's not because of Kavanah Bidramine. The reason why he put him from Kaifer is because of Ixayis Akas of the feeder man, the Omer, the feeder Abban that don't hold that the pus is coming to be Machayev, Nefesh Tachas, Nefesh Achiyim Mamin. Then you putter, the reason why you putter to pay is because it's a tour of Kaifer. The tour of Kaifer is only by Shara Matzik. It's not by Adam Matzik. Adam Matzik, someone that kills someone, is not Chayev Kaifer. It's Ixayis Akas of Allah, of the loyal Adam. That you're not Machayev to pay Kaifer. Adam Matzik, Adam that kills another person is not Machayev to pay Kaifer. And he speaks out later on in the shtickle that even though maybe Hamir should be b'chuyif to pay damim, same way if he's mazik someone, he's b'chuyif to pay damim, he kills him, he should also pay damim. And that says, it's possible that Rashi holds like the Shitas HaRambam, there's ain't damim leben chayrim. There's never a chiyif damim on a ben chayrim. We don't look at it as a ben chayrim, as a mammon, it's a shaykh to have b'chal din mammon. And therefore says, the chiyif mammon is not here because ain't damim leben chayrim. And the chiyif kaifer says, that's Amir, there's nothing to do with Kamlei Midramineh. So it comes out, says Ixayis, the reason why they feed her a bottom when you kill someone, you're not Mokhi and Mammon, it's not like how the Turi Evan understood. The reason why Yechai Mammon is because no Mammon to pay. Regular Mammon, says Ixayis, ain't Dom Leben Chayrin. To pay Kaifer, says Ixayis, is Ixayis Akas of Olav, Veloy Allah Adam. There's no Chi of Kaifer on Adam that kills another person. And he brings it, even though the Grace of Shri is before not like this, the Grace of Shri is before in Baba Kama Perek Dalid, Ois Dalid, over there, the Grace of Shri is before that the halacha is you are mechuyev to pay, it does help Tfisa, is a chiyuvatz d'shmayim. It does help tfisa. It seems like the Goyis Ashri assumes, like the Tori Evan, that the reason why he potter is because of kavlev dramine. Says Iksois, that's not because he argues on the fact that there's a p'tur kaifer. He says, Pasha, he also agrees that there's a p'tur kaifer. He just holds not like the Rambam, and he holds that there is a chiyuv damim in the Ben Chayrin, and therefore on that chiyuv damim, over there, the reason why he potter is only out kavlev dramine, and therefore, if you typhus, it will work. So says Iksois, how would a Goyis Ashri learn Agamara? The Chayrin, the Tori Evan's Kasha is back. Says the Ksayis that we have another Eitzah. There's an Eitzah P, a famous Marshal, the Marshal in Perak Vav and Babakama, Perak Achainis and Ois Vav. He says that this that we have a din, that there's a Chi of Lotzis Yidei Shemayim on in a Hechtibza Kavalei Bedramine is only when we didn't end up giving the Misa. When it's a Ptur Kavalei Bedramine, for example, if there was no Asra, and there's a Ptur of Tavad Bechiskiyah, when you didn't end up doing the Misa or giving the Malkus Bepoyal. But if you ended up giving the Misa or giving the Malkus Bepoyal when it's Abdina Nachumra, then you're Potter Lagamri. Big Chilish of the Marshal, famous Marshal, Iksais brings it in Simuch of Ches, Sivis discusses it there. And therefore, it says Iksais is not Shver. And Eres Sugyo, we're talking about a case where he got Misa, where he gave a Misa. So therefore, the Tfisa wouldn't work Bechlal. Like the Marshal says, there's no din to be taif, there's no chivas to shemayim when he got miso. The Goyis Ashri says Iksais is talking about Bizman Azeh. And since it's going Bizman Azeh, says Iksais, Bizman Azeh, we don't give miso. It's batal din in the fascists. We don't kill people Bizman Azeh. Therefore, we don't ever have to say chatipsa the Marshal. And therefore, there's always going to be negeah that did tfiso. You can always be taif, the chiv damim that we have, lafida Goyis Ashri. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara explains that what's in a ger to the din of zakei marmi to dinei makis. And the Gemara says the machlekes could be in the machlekes of Bishmal and the Rabbanon whether or not you need a bezin of chav gimel. Bishmal holds that you need a bezin of chav gimel to give makis, and the Chum hold no. The Chum hold that it's enough a bezin of gimel. And Rashi's mazver, where's this negea to chi of chorus? Rashi says it's negea if what happens if they only gave malchus, they only had a bezin of gimel when they gave malchus. So like Rabbi Shmuel, it's malchus like a din. The machleiv him mamin. It's not a malchus of bezin. The machleiv to pay him mamin for giving him malchus. And therefore, if he takes that mammon and he goes as bekadosh isha, I'll be mukudeshes. Mashekin like the rabbanon that it was a good makis, that gimel's enough for makis, and then achayim mammon and the kedushin wouldn't be a good kedushin. That's what Rashi explains. Now Rashi's lashon is that who would be chayiv the mammon? Chayovin loy mammon. The bezin of gimel, they're chayiv to him mammon. As Aruch Haner is oimid at lechayra. Why is the bezin chayiv mammon? They weren't the one that hit him. The person that hit him is a shliach bezin. The bezin is not usually the one that hits the person. It's always the shliach bezin that gives the makis. Like the vore in the mishnayis and makis. So ask the Aruch Haner, why are they chayiv? Ein shliach advar aveiro. Why are they mechuyiv for the aveiro that the shliach bezin did? So says the Aruch Haner, you have to say that l'chayiv the pshat over here is because she does taisis. Taisis holds. Taisis is a kedusha daf membeis. Taisis shita is that we say ein shliach advar aveiro is only when the shliach's mezer, when the shliach's a shaygig. When the shliach's a shaygig, then yesh shliach advar aveiro. And we say yesh shliach dvar aveiro, and the chayyur Rashi daf ayin tesav abakama is before the way he learns the mission over there. Also this way that he holds yesh shliach dvar aveiro. So Rashi over here l'shitasei is very good, and the rishonim that argue, the mukiyesa over there in babakama, other rishonim that argue on this clown, they hold that even b'shoygeg ain't shliach dvar aveiro. So you have to say, says the Aruch Haner, you'll say the same nafkamina, just instead of saying that the chi of mom and the chi of tashum will be on bezdin, will be on the shliach bezdin, and the shliach bezdin will be chayiv to pay. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara brings, what's it by Nigoyim? What's it again by Nigoyim? And the Gemara brings that Nigi Adam is a machlegis for Yeshua and the Rabbanon. What's the din when Behar is kaidim asar al-bof? And Rashi's masber, that the nafkamina, what's the nafkamina lagabi chorus? And Rashi says the nafkamina is a nichlas a mikdosh. What's the din? If you nichlas a mikdosh, you chayiv chorus. And Yeshua potter, if you're tomei, if the person has a din of a mitzayra, if you nichlas a mikdosh, he's going to be chayiv chorus. But be a mikdosh betoma, and don't be sure that you're tar, it'll be potter from chorus. Taisus the Ramasa of Puk that brings down this Rashi, and he argues. He says it can't be that the nafkamina is legabe bias mikdash. Bias mikdash says Taisus there's no chiyav chatos. If someone b'shege goes into the base of mikdash, he's only chayav oyla biyirid. And the Gemara before the Yafus of Rameir is dover that we learn out from Parkay and Mashiach, which over there not only do you need that it's chiyav karis, it has to be that shigase bechatos oyla biyirid. You don't bring a Parkay and Mashiach. And therefore says Taisus that it can't be that's nafkamina, and the nafkamina is, like Taisus said earlier in Amud Aleph, the nafkamina is of tumah are, if you betame truma and you make it worth less than a shavah pruta, so then the halacha is that you gotta, that it's negeah to kedushin, it'll be negeah to kedushin, says Taisus, but it can't be a negeah for tumas mikdash u kedoshah. And the Aruch HaNer brings down the Shittas Rashi, and he says that it's before in the Rambam, also in the Rambam, in Parakhtad Halacha Beis explains, the Rambam also is beforeish, that we're handling, that it's the Geat to be as Mikdosh. The Rambam says beforeish, that Dafka of me of his atoma, that's the Geat, because something that's not Avatoma is no Chivan be as Mikdosh. If he tastes Dafka, meaning the Chartsh, been a Geat to Truma also. And the Rambam later on, at the end of the parak, and Halacha Eid, says the Feirish, that if you argue about a Cheney, the Tumah, the Rambam says, there's not going to be any, you can't be Zakan Mamre on that. So the first, the Rambam learned, like Rashi, that the Nafkamina is on B.S. Mikdosh. And the Binyan Shlema is Mazur. What's the answer to Taisa's Kasha? Taisa has a very strong question over here. Lachert is Xer Shavah, that you need Dafka something that's Chayav Chatzis, it's not enough for carbon oil of Yerid. So he says that the reason is because the Rashi and the Rambam held that Taisa's Nafkamina of Truma, being Metama Truma, is not true. Like we just from the Daik in the Rambam. The Rambam's the first, he holds that you don't become a Zaka Mamri because of that. The Rambam's the first, that a Sheni, if there's a Machlekes about a Sheni in the Tumah, you don't become a Zaka Mamri. The Fitasis is Pasha, you would become. This is the Geatachi of Karis, if you're Metama Truma. So it's the first that the Rambam doesn't hold of this and says the Binyan Shlomo more than Rashi. They don't hold of Tasis, this Nafkamina of Tasis of being Metama Truma. And therefore, says the Binyan Shlomo, so therefore there's no other Nafkamina for Tumah. The only Nafkamina for Tumah could be B.S. Mikdosh. And therefore, says the Binyan Shlomo, so from the drush over here that we darshan, Negel Nega, from this din of Negel Nega, it's beforeish, the Yechayet, that the din of Zakar Mamri is also Negei on Karban Oil of Yoyed. So even though the Pashtas of the Gzeri Shav of Dover Dover would have taught us that not only do you need Chi of Karis, you also need a Chi of Chatas Kavua, but we have a Pasuk not like that. The Pasuk of Negel Nega is Gufa Megalatos, that it's not for Karban Oil of Yoyed. Now, Tzarech in exactly what's the reason why the Rambam and Rashi would argue on Tesfis? So, we have all different funny nafkaminas over here in the Gemara. Why would this nafkamina, whether or not, if I'm a Tamat Shuma, it becomes less than a Shavah Pruta, and therefore it will be Negea, that there can't be Gdusha Isha? Why do they argue and why do they say that you can't become a Zakam Mamre because of this nafkamina in the Machloikis? So, in the Arsa Meach, over here in Perek Dal Halacha Gimel, it seems from his Lashon that he's bezadik to say that the reason is because it's not direct, it's a very indirect nafkamina. It's too indirect a nafkamina whether or not something, the schus moment that the person has is his, not the get, if he could be Mekadosh Isha, or if we're making something Asurbano, we're directly saying that this thing is Asurbano, and therefore you can't be Mekadosh Isha. That's more direct. Mashiach over here was saying that a person's tummy. And therefore what? If the person's Tameh, he could go and touch Truma. If he touches Truma, the Truma will become Parashah Pruta. And then, if someone uses that Truma to go be Mekadosh Isha, it seems from the Arsameach's Lashon, he seems to be mitzadeh that maybe that's not direct enough. We can't dan that the Machlekes that the Zaka Mamre is having with the Bezdin is Negeah Tachi of Chorus. Even though it is, but it's too indirect. But if you look in the Rabbi Chanan, in his Kuntra Seferim and Ois Ches, he says a different Svara. He says, and with this he comes to explain also why the Kesef Mishnah maybe is not the right pshat in the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah Svarah, the Kesef Mishnah says that Isidra Baron that makes the Isha not Mekudesh is why the Rambam, Mr. Rabbi Chanan was Medayik in the Rambam, it's Dafka by Chametz. Why not? Why, says Rabbi Chanan Lamaisa, can't the Rambam talk about other Isurim there are Baron and say the Nafkamina and then come out the Nafkamina of the Kesef Mishnah? Says Rabbi Chanan that the Machlekes, that when we say something that Geat to Chorus has to be that it's directly because of their Machlekes. Says Rabbi Chanan, when someone says that something's Asur b'Drabbanan, that's not making the thing not have a Shavius Lagabi Kedushin. The thing, Asur b'Drabbanan, says Rabbi Chanan, doesn't make something that loses Shavius. Asur b'Drabbanan is just practically that no one's going to want to buy it because it's Asur b'Drabbanan. And I have nothing to do with it because it's Asur b'Drabbanan ma'anah. And therefore, no one will want to buy it, and therefore it will lose its Shavius. So it comes out that Machlekes, the Zaka Mamre, and the Rabbanon is about a din that's not directly being Mafkia, this Chepetz from a Shavius. It's just going to cause that people won't want to buy it, and therefore it won't the mice to be able to be Mekadosh Isha with it because the Shavius will drop. And the Chayr Huad did by Truma Tmeya. Truma Tmeya is not a Afkas Mammon. Truma Tmeya still has a Shavius Mammon. You could use it Lahasikit Tachas Avshila. It's not Isra No. Something that's also a Nomad Raisa, that has nothing to do with the Shavius of the Shuk. Something that's also a Nabi Deraisa is Mufka from any Dini Mammon, it's from any Shavis, and you can't be Mekadosh Isha Midina with this thing. Mashenkin Truma Tmeya is just something, now it's worth, you can't eat it. So therefore not too many people are going to want to buy it. Sakako, you can use it for firewood, and therefore it'll lose its Shavis, it'll be worth less than a Shavah Pruta. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's not a Machlekes about something that's Chayiv Karis. That's not a Machlekes if I could use this for Kedusha Isha or not. It's just going to come out. Not so many people are going to want the Zaka Mamre. Doesn't hold that since it's Truma Tmeya, therefore you can't use it for Kedushin. And the Bezen holds you could use it for Kedushin. If it's Issar Nabe Deraisa, so the Guf is saying that you can't use this for Kedushin, that's Nichal and the Din that they're paskening. When I make something Issar Nabe Derabanan, or I make something to Truma Tmeya, I'm not paskening in my psak that's, you can't use this for Kedushin. Just from my psak, it'll come out that not so many people are going to want it. Not so many people want this, therefore it'll lose its market value, and therefore, practically, if you go and give this money to Kedusha, it'll come out that she won't become a Kodeshes. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's not enough to be done as a nafkamina l'gabi chayvi krisis. So we have another shot, another reason why the Rambam and Rashi didn't hold of Tesis nafkamina, they could be the held that wouldn't be called something needed on a chayvi krisis. Bottom we have a machlekes Rashi and Tesis. If there's a chi of carbon oil, if a chi of carbon oil of a yerid is enough also to be mechayev a zaka mamre, right? Tesis holds it has to be dafka chatzis kfuah. Rashi and the Rambam is avor that oil of yerid is enough. And we say that possibly the Binyan Shleim is saying that possibly this is totally another machlekes whether or not the nafkamina of tuma could be a nafkamina legabe kikar shel truma legabe tesis nafkamina the metama kikar shel truma legabe kedushin. Says the Binyan Shleim, it could be that since Rashi and the Rambam don't hold of this nafkamina, so therefore the muchrach to learn in the pasuk is machriach them to say that even oylev yerid also is going to be a nafkamina, is going to be something that a zaka mamre could be chayvan, and we explain to biurim why possibly they would argue on this seich timtz of truma tmeya, either like the arsameach, which is too indirect, or like Rabbi Chanan, that the machlekes that the zaka mamre is having with the bezin is not about whether or not you can be mekadesh isha, because the reason why you can't be mekadesh isha is just the taitzah of the shara shuk dropping. It's just similar if they would have two mechanics arguing whether a car is a good car or not a good car, that would also make the thing drop in Shabbos. That wouldn't be a Zaka Mamre, wouldn't be a Zaka Mamre, and that wouldn't be called a Machlekes about a Chivei Krisis, two mechanics arguing on a car. So if the reason why it went down in price is just because the Zaka Mamre is saying it's not so useful, says Rabbi Chanan, that would not be called a Machlekes in a car. And he adds Rabbi Chanan, he says that that's also why the Zaka Mamre is not negated by a Lulav. Why can we have a Zaka Mamre and a Lulav? The Zaka Mamre will say that the Lulav is kosher, and the Bez will say the Lulav is pasul. If it is Zaka Mamre, the Lulav is kosher, so you can be Makadish Isha with it, which is worth a lot of money. Mashiach, if you say the lulav is pasul, it's worth parashah v'pruta. Says Rabbi Chanan, the same reason. By making the lulav pasul, I'm not being mafkia, I'm not directly saying that this thing doesn't have any shavius. It's just from that, people won't want to buy it anymore, and therefore it loses its shavius. That's not called a machlekes in Chivei Krisis. It's not a machlekes negat to Kedushin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.